From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama made history Friday by walking through Hiroshima's Memorial Peace Park with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. VOA's Cindy Sain was there.
President Obama explained why he made the decision to come, as no other American president has ever done.
We stand here in the middle of this city and force ourselves to imagine the moment the bomb fell. We force ourselves to feel the dread of children confused by what they see.
Hiroshima is again a bustling port city filled with life, but painful memories linger. President Obama says while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped forge a better future.
The world was forever changed here. But today, the children of this city will go through their day in peace.
Hiroshima is the last stop on President Obama's tour of Asia, which also took him to Vietnam and the annual G7 summit. Reconciliation with former enemies seemed to be a common thread of this trip to Vietnam and Japan.
That's VOA's Cindy Sain reporting. Also in Japan, leaders of the Group of Seven wealthiest economies called global growth their most urgent priority and expressed concern about North Korea, Russia, and maritime disputes as their summit came to a close on Friday. A final statement of the meeting addressed broad issues facing the global economy while glossing over a difference of opinions among G7 leaders over fiscal stimulus. This is VOA News.